Welcome to the Photo Booth International Podcast, live from Dallas, Texas. Find us online at photobooth.international.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another PVI interview. My name is Kayla Pineda, and we are located in Dallas, Texas. Today, I am so excited to introduce our guests. They are a family-owned photo booth business. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your name, your photo booth business, and how long have you been in the industry?
My name is Juanita. My son and I own Premier Photo Booth here in Dallas, Texas. We've been in the photo booth industry since 2022. We're actually about to celebrate our 2-year anniversary this April, next month. So we're really excited to share how we got in this business and just share more details with you guys.
Oh, yay. So exciting. Congrats on your 2 years. I'm sure that it is so much fun. I know you do this business with your son, and his name is Ivan, correct?
Yes.
Hello, Ivan, from wherever you are. Tell us, what got you started in the photo booth business?
Well, like I mentioned, you know, he's played soccer for so long, and one of his friends had a digital social booth at his party. And that was like the very first time that we ever saw the text-to-phone feature from a photo booth. So, you know, we had already kind of planted that seed in him to kind of think outside the box, do something different from what all their, you know, teenagers are doing at that age. He brought it back up later, you know, a few days after the party, that, you know, that was actually kind of a cool way to make money. And, you know, I didn't take him too seriously in the beginning, but then we ended up adding, I did some research, I did some digging, and we found you guys. You actually are down the street, like probably like 15 minutes away from us here in Rowlett. So my husband and I both went over and checked out a few of the booths and, you know, kind of just went from there. And, you know, obviously nobody ever really knows the success that you'll have. You know, we just wanted to start off with one booth, but we ended up buying two right off the bat.
Why did you decide buying two booths was like the smart decision?
Yeah. So we started off with the Chloe, and then I think 2-3 weeks later, we added the Astromere. The way we approached it was, you know, we knew that the one that was going to catch everybody's attention was the mirror. So we used it as a strategy, like, okay, the mirror is the one that gets all the attention. We knew we had to price it accordingly, you know, because of the quality of the photos. It's just an overall show-stopping booth. And then obviously anybody that approached us and asked us about the mirror, if for whatever reason it was outside of their budget, it's like, okay, well, you know, this one doesn't work out. We have the Chloe. And that's kind of how we targeted both booths in the beginning. And thankfully, you know, we've been able to book both. Now that we've networked with a few venues, like we leave the mirror at their venue. And then our Chloe, honestly, is the one that we book the most. We're up to 2 Chloes now.
So, wow. So you really have expanded since then.
Yeah, for sure. I did not want to get into the business. Like, I did a lot of research, you know, we did, we knew it was a big investment and we wanted to make it, you know, worth our while. And it definitely has paid off. And we're really excited, you know, just to grow as a family. Cause you know, I have my other kids, you know, learning about the business. Now they see me on the weekends getting ready and they're like, hey, you have a photo booth? You're going to go work? And it's like, yeah, you know, they know that, you know, we're definitely busy on the weekends.
You guys have just grown so much. I've run the social media at Photo Booth International, and you guys are always on my feed. There probably isn't a weekend that's gone by where Premier Photo Booth has not popped up. So I can tell you guys are up and busy. Tell me, just from experience, what has been the best event that you've done so far, or like an event you'd consider very successful?
Honestly, I feel that I wouldn't say one specific event. I feel like just networking with my son's school has been the one that made the biggest impact, because literally from the second that we booked our first, I think it was Ivan's 8th grade dance at his charter school, they've booked us for every event since, like every school dance, prom, we network. So it's a charter school. So it's from kinder all the way to 12th grade here in Garland. And you know, they've booked us for prom, homecoming, and then that has opened us up to get, right now I'm still working on it a little more to do more of their schools, because there's like, I think, 2-3 other ones here in North Texas, as well as down in Houston area.
Yes.
But we've, I feel like that has helped us, because obviously you're talking about a school. There's so many parents that are business owners as well. They're real estate agents. Like, it has helped us grow. And, you know, they're the ones that believed in us. So I feel like that has meant a lot to us, because they have shown so much support to Ivan. And that means a lot to me. So anytime that they reach out to us, and even if it is a smaller budget for, you know, obviously we try to stick to our pricing, but they've supported, they've booked us so often that I don't mind doing it for us, unless, you know, for one event, we'll bring the price. You know, so I feel like, you know, there's not a specific event that has stood out. I'm sure there has, but I feel like, to me, networking and working with them has made the biggest impact in our, you know, for us at least.
Yeah. Well, I love, you know, hearing that. I mean, network is key from what I've learned so far talking to more photo booth owners. I know one form of networking, as you said earlier, was with schools, and you also brought up venues. How did you, you know, come up with these ideas to network with the school, network with the venue? How did you guys manage to do that?
I literally reached out to so many venues. I emailed them. I did try calling. Sometimes, you know, you don't get the best of luck. Not some people already have their set, you know, vendors. But I did email a few. I told them, like, you know, we would even be willing to do one free event for 2 hours just for them to see our, you know, because honestly, if you really think about it, there's not much to lose other than your time. If you include the prints, you know, depending on the printer that you have. But I did reach out to a few of them offering that. And then we are a preferred vendor with a venue in Louisville. And it literally just fell in our laps, because he posted on the Facebook group. He was saying that he was interviewing vendors, and I have customer service background, and, you know, I just kind of, you know, I was a social butterfly, kind of talked my way. And I know how important networking and social media posting and constant, just staying active on social media. So I offered him with that, and I feel like he really appreciated that, you know, that he knew he was barely starting out, that he needed that extra support, and I was willing to offer it. So in the beginning, I helped take photos of the venue, take content, and till this day, you know, we still kind of, I'll record, I'll send him videos, and he appreciates it. And I feel like sometimes he knows he could probably find somebody that could be cheaper, but he knows that we're so reliable. We've been so professional up until now. I'm sure he's been approached by other vendors as well, but thankfully I feel like we've made a good enough impact that he trusts us. And, you know, it happens, you know. I think we had one event that he forgot to mention to me that he had the mirror photo booth booked. And
oh no,
it was literally the day of. Showed up, you know, I told him, I was like, hey, I need my husband for the mirror, and I'll be able to make an appearance, but it'll have to be the Chloe. And he appreciated that, you know, that we, even though he knew it was his mistake, and we still showed up for him, like, he appreciates it. So definitely network, talk to venues, you know, pick up, you know, help, like, you know, do you see any trash, pick it up, like, you know, they notice those things, and they definitely keep you in mind for any future, you know, event that comes up.
See, and I love that you mentioned that, because that's the number one thing I've heard, is experience means everything. Experience, service, it's what gets you the bookings, gets you everything. I wanted to ask you, I know it's a family business, but how did you personally manage it? You know, I feel like you guys are very successful within the 2 years that you've had this business. So how were you able to manage a photo booth business?
I feel like, you know, I stay home. So I'm a stay-at-home mom. When Ivan brought it up, you know, I, like I said, I did some research on it. I wasn't too sold because I didn't know how he was actually gonna, you know, you know, teenagers, you don't know. The more I dug into it and, you know, the template designs and all that, and I was like, you know what? Like, I think this is actually kind of a good idea. Like, I love customizing everything. So like our birthday invitations, things like that. Like, I pay attention to detail, and me staying home gave us that flexibility that I was able to answer emails, inquiries, post on social media, like everything that it took to, you know, to make it successful. And then obviously once we did make the purchase, like I was like, I can't let this fail. Like, to me, it was just so important to not let this money go to waste. Cause you know, the way we approached it was like, hey, we're not going to buy you a car. You know, it's going to, he was turning 16 in a couple years. And we told him, we're like, we're not going to buy you a car. Instead, we're going to buy you, my husband invested into, you know, the purchase of the boots. And it's like, it's going to be a car that's going to keep on giving, you know, it's like, it's up to you how big, you know, we grow it. So I'm going to help you with all the behind the scenes, you know, booking, inquiries, social media, all of that. It's up to you too, to kind of network and talk to your friends at school. And, you know, he's a popular kid at school. Everybody knows Ivan. So we definitely talked to him about that. And I feel like it was important for me just not to let it fail, you know?
That's so sweet. I feel like maybe that's why you guys are so successful, because you have more than just one person, you know, rooting for this. It's you, your son, your family, your community. So thank you so much for, you know, telling us that experience that you've had. Roughly how much have you guys made so far within the 2 years with your photo booth business?
We are up to 93,000 in the matter of 2 years. So April of 2022, I feel like we could be higher. Honestly, I feel like, there was some missed opportunities, but it's the learning process. So I feel like, in a way, 2 years, no experience. And honestly, not really, other than the PBI support, we did not have to make any extra expenses as far as to help. So we did not really do any ads. I run a few every now and then, but considering, you know, what we had to work with, I feel like we definitely surpassed what we initially planned. Well, at least for the 1 year, for sure.
Of course. I mean, you've already made personally so much within 2 years. And I know everything that you've learned, it's just going to make you guys better. So I'm excited to see where you guys are going to be within the next year. Hopefully those missed opportunities will turn into events. You did mention that we offered you a little bit of support. Could you tell us, did Photo Booth International contribute toward your success in any way?
Of course. No, starting in the business, like being completely clueless as far as what we were getting ourselves into, having that support on the Facebook group, as well as being able to reach out to them, just everybody just being one email, one call away, was very helpful. Like watching all those training videos, like I said, me being a stay-at-home mom, I was able to, you know, kind of go above and beyond and look through everything. Like, I tried not to miss a detail, and you know, I'm kind of tech savvy in a way, I feel. Like, I just made sure that I did not depend on, you know, anybody else. Like, I did not want to have to call like an emergency number. So I use the tools that you guys gave us, you know, the PBI Global app, you know, I knew where to find the videos. I just, you know, made sure to make the time for it. Cause that, I feel like that's another thing too, that yes, it's very easy now that we're 2 years in, it's like, you know, I can literally be setting up a booth, the day of having the event. Like, but in the beginning, I literally pulled out the booth a week, 2 weeks ahead of time. Everything down. You know, you can't be waiting last minute, and PBI gives us all the tools that we need. It's up to us too to do our research and you know, put some work in, because, you know, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Literally, if it was, like I said, the beginning is just the hardest. You just have to be consistent and do your research and do your homework. Yes. But PBI gives us everything. Now we just have to make the time for it.
Thank you so much. I've appreciated talking to you. Thank you for taking time to meet with me and tell us about your experiences with you and your photo booth. Yeah. Before we end up, you know, logging off, saying bye to everyone, go ahead and just give yourself and your photo booth a shout out. Let us know where they can find you if you guys want to book Premier Photo Booth.
Thank you so much. No, yeah, you can reach us our website, www.premierphotobooth.com, as well as premier.photobooth on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Juanita. Guys, if you guys have any questions, tell me what you guys thought in the comments. Leave a like, subscribe, and thank y'all so much for watching. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.